today's statement from the Department of Health and Human Services did little to answer questions about Gen X in the region's water supply. That's because there is still little known about this compound being discharged in the waters upstream from Wilmington. City and county officials hope to get more answers on Thursday. That's when they meet with the Cape Fear Public Utility Authority, the North Carolina Department of Environmental Quality, and the Chemours Company, the firm discharging Gen X into the river.
I mean, the question that I hope to pose in very plain and simple terms to this company, is our water safe to drink, yes or no?
That's New Hanover County Commissioner Chairman Woody White.
This company, which has a history, good and bad, I think the record would reflect, of compiling and accumulating data about things that it makes and disperses into the environment, has scientific data. And if they come here and share that and quells our concerns, then that's a very positive thing. If they don't, then it's going to be a very serious matter.
Also today, Governor Roy Cooper emailed a statement to WHQR saying that clean water is a necessity for families and businesses in the Cape Fear region. He added that he has asked the Department of Environmental Quality to work with the Department of Health and Human Services and local officials to get to the bottom of this issue and to demand answers from the EPA and Chemours. For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.